Welcome to Front Range Facts. This is Anthony Meiser.
And this is Jim Marion.
We're going to get right into our national market update for you here.
Yeah, we wanted to tell you a little bit about why you should ignore the headlines about the national news. In this picture right here, what you can see is what's considered consumer confidence and where home prices will go over the next 12 months. And right now, if you ask the man on the street, 37% of them will tell you that they think home prices are going to drop over the next 12 months.
So Jim and I are bringing you a dose of reality today. We're going to give you the facts behind this of why that's not true.
Don't believe the hype. Yes. So, what's interesting is if you look, as someone who understands the industry like we do, you can see that home prices are actually up over the last 12 months, 4.3% nationwide. So in the West, with that yellow, it's, a little bit, it's up a little bit, but it's not up a lot. But everywhere else, we're seeing 2-4%. So it's pretty remarkable just to see this gain, even though 37% of people think that home prices are going to drop. Move on to the next slide, Anthony.
Well, this is why you buy real estate.
Yes, exactly. So percent change in home prices over 5 years. I think it's instructive to look at this because, as Anthony and I were talking about, there's really not a bad time to buy a home, right? Because home prices over time go up. And if you look at the five-year picture, well, if you're worried about the consumer price index and you didn't buy, and then 5 years later, you figure out that, oh my God, nationwide home prices are up 56.1%. Wouldn't you be a little bit upset about it? And so that's why we're just,
I don't think incomes went up 56%.
No, I don't think most people got that much of a raise, did they?
No, yeah. They really didn't. And unfortunately, that's just the reality of real estate in the United States these days. We're just not building as much as we used to. And so that leads to this, right? We're in a strong seller's market. We will be for a long time. Take a look at this. This is the 10-year average. So 7.2%. Over the last 10 years was the average appreciation rate year over year over year. In the last three years, it was 11%, right? It's bizarre.
So, it's not a bad time to buy. We've already gone through, the market popped, last year, about 12 months ago.
Let's look at it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at that timing. And so, we can clearly see that, as home prices did, adjust, now we're back into recovery mode, aren't we, Anthony?
Yeah, absolutely. And with prices popping off at the front half of the year where they did, you had so much appreciation that even though we had a little bit of a dip the latter half of the year, we still were way net positive for the year. And this tends to happen from year to year when you have a slower year with less buyers out in the marketplace, right? The fall market, the winter market, those are places where you could actually get a little bit of a deal sometimes. Spring market, absolutely not. But what you're seeing is just a ton of buyer behavior comparatively to last few years.
And, nationwide, the fact that you don't have big price dips, nationwide. You're never going to have a market where you're a buyer, you're like, oh my God, I've been waiting 6 years for this. It's the time.
Yeah, it's not going to be 08 all over again.
The prices have already gone up or the interest rates have gone up. Just buy now. So, recent trends from the chief economist of CoreLogic, who is one of the big data providers in our industry, he forecasts that recent trends suggest that home price growth in 2023 is going to fall in line with that national 4%-ish, appreciation average, too.
Nothing wrong with that. So let's talk about the unicorn years.
Yeah. So this is some data from Realtor.com. And, basically the unicorn years are those years that, were crazy after COVID, right? We just saw price gains by crazy in 2021, 2022. And so the pre-unicorn years were 2019 and before, obviously, with that in 2020.
Well, and it's pretty amazing to see just how in line we are this year versus where we were, 2020 even. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty amazing just to see we're right in line with where we were.
Looking at May of every year, what's pending? Oh my God, we're like right in the average right there.
We are. So we're getting back to normal, which is great. Mm-hmm. And you can see here in our median days on market, we're actually faster market than we were pre-pandemic years, right? Yeah. And it's pretty amazing to see this because the market is moving at a clipping along at a really good pace. It feels like it's slowed so dramatically because of last year, but those were the anomaly, right? All right, Jim, what about this one?
Yeah, and so, home sales are down. I mean, clearly you have been. The overall number of home sales are down. We have, 7% interest rates, 6.5% interest rates. It does mute the market. So the people out there right now, it's all a matter of quality rather than the quantity. So if you're out there, listing a home, you're not going to get the 20 showings in a weekend. People lined up out the door typically for the open houses. Some markets you might have a little bit about that, but overall expect to have, less of a group of people come in, but the people that do are very high quality. And so the overall home sales are down for the year. But as you can see, you know, in light of, you know, where they were for the last couple of years, it still is more in that, you know, 2021, 2022 area, but heading back up.
Absolutely. We lost our years. Well, month supply of inventory. All right. Here's the last one to talk about the unicorn years. This is where we talk about how, where is balance, right? Mm-hmm. So balance in the U.S. market is usually around 6 months of inventory.
Yeah.
We were in a really strong seller's market over the last, well, most of the last decade, right? But those 2 years during the pandemic, 21, 22, they were so short on inventory, right? And we're still kind of clipping our way out of that. I mean, it's going to take a lot of inventory for us to dig our way out of that hole.
Yeah.
So here we are in a really strong seller's market. And, you know, even if we are only getting 100, 101 percent list of sale price, that's an incredible seller's market right now.
Yeah. And, you know, different price points have different, you know, time of market. Like if you're over 3 million in Colorado, for example, you're over 8 months of inventory. You know, if you're down in that $500,000-$600,000 price point, you're at 0.3 months of inventory or something like that. Yeah. So, but you know, Colorado, just as an example, is 1.3 months of inventory when you blend all those different price points.
Yeah. Together. Less than half of the average, right?
Yeah.
So you see that in a lot of pockets across the United States.
Yeah.
So let's talk about actual home sales themselves, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah. So we wanted to look at, you know, the last 3 years, 2021, 22, and 23. And as you can kind of see, you know, with, you know, these numbers, every month this year has been down in sales from the prior 2 years and last year too, 2022, every month was down. And a lot of it was to do with the fact there wasn't enough homes for sale. And we still have that problem too. Even though there are less buyers out there, they would sure appreciate more inventory. And if we had more inventory, we would see more of those buyers come on the market. So we had a problem last year, not enough inventory. We even had a problem in 2021 of not enough inventory. That's going to continue. Rate lock, the golden handcuffs of people having amazing interest rates, is going to continue to restrain total home sales because not a lot of sellers are going to be inclined to want to put their home on the market.
All right. So here's the pending number of home sales. You know, we talked about that dropping a little bit, but United States is an average is 20.3% down. The South is actually doing the best of the United States with only 16% down. And the West, where we all are here, is a down 26%, which is really right in line with what we're seeing in the local markets.
Yes.
What about this one? Change in inventory.
Yeah. So we have a, you know, slight drop of inventory in Hawaii, Arizona, Florida, and South Carolina, but everywhere else in the country has a little bit more inventory, 3.4%. Now, if you think,
really not very much.
No, because it's from April to May, right? And every May is essentially the high watermark for inventory for the year. Mm-hmm. And so we should expect to see some increase in inventory, but
absolutely,
usually it's more than this. And so it's kind of just, you know, another, you know, way to see that there are not a lot of people inclined to sell. And so it's, reducing that amount of inventory, which is in turn keeping our prices retained or even going up a little bit higher.
All right. So this is days on market month by month for the last, you know, couple of years.
2019 or 18, I think.
Yeah, it's 2019.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can really see that over the last couple of years, just how low the days on market were on average. We still haven't even really gotten back to those norms.
I mean, even when we had the dip in the market, you know, in the fall and in the beginning of the year, you know, the days on market still was low compared to historic norms.
I mean, 30 days on market to sell a house is really not very long.
No.
All right. So look at this one. This is a year over year seasonality that shows. We use this in Colorado quite a bit. The Colorado Association of Realtors puts out these long trend maps so you can kind of see just the drastic differences year over year and kind of how long it takes really to move the needle.
Yeah. And, you know, here we can clearly see that we started to see a drop in inventory every year, you know, once the recovery was in full effect. And we are starting to see more inventory be active on the market, but it's not really a function of more homes coming on the market. In fact, it's less homes coming on the market. It's just that they're taking a little bit longer to sell. There's less buyers who are, you know, motivated to want to buy with these high interest rates. But we are starting to merge back into a market that has a little bit more inventory over time for people to be able to potentially find a home.
Right. And with Jim's point, I mean, people have the golden handcuffs. It's going to take a long time to get inventory back on the marketplace because everyone's locked in a nice low interest rate,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right, so here's year-over-year inventory levels month by month.
Yeah, look at more micro level of things. And here you can see that, you know, the inventory levels were certainly, you know, down at the beginning of the year. Then they started to increase back up. Last year at this time, you know, they were down. And they started to creep back up at the fall, the beginning of the year as well. And now we're back down to pretty much break even.
Absolutely. So look at this one. This is showings compared to this time last year. And with the drastic reduction in total number of sales, there's still a lot of showings out there. We're only 10% down in showings nationwide. And out in the Western region, we're down 25%, which is really right in line with the amount of the market that's kind of dropped off.
Yeah.
Right? We're really down 24%.
Well, and it's the April report. That's the most recent data we can gather. But, you know, usually showings precede sales by about 90 days. And here we are, but, you know, June, July, call it for that. And we're certainly seeing about roughly, you know, overall nationwide, about 24% drop in sales. So it's in line with all that.
All right, Jim. So let's talk about mortgage rates, which seems to be everybody's favorite topic right now because, well, they're not exactly great,
yeah.
But they are 6.8% on average or so. And they're really still kind of hovering in the same place, right? They haven't changed too much even over the last few quarters.
The economic data of, you know, the inflation still decently strong. We're at 4% annual, you know, inflation right now. And then we've got really strong employment numbers. It's not giving the Fed any reason to really, you know, go crazy with wanting to put the brakes on the stuff too much.
True. But good news is finally all of the people who use the projections out here, they're not all over the place. They're all trending in the same direction now. Everyone's seen enough that it looks like interest rates might start to fall over the next year.
Yeah. Yeah. And we should, you know, once we get below the 6%, we should see more buyers start to enter the market. It's a more palatable payment. But once it's over 6, historically, economists just say that it does put some headwinds on buyer activity.
Absolutely. So lending standards, what's going on here?
Well, you know, we you know, the beginning of the graph where it jumps up really high, that's, you know, during the peak of 2005, 6, 7 kind of time frame where, you know, they're, you know, writing, you know, mortgages for dead people. And, you know, the lending standards, you know, the whole point of this is to show that the lending standards have gotten extremely tight, and it had the net effect of making sure that the buyers of homes have a lot more financial stability to them. So you're not going to see a big run in the bank with a lot of bankruptcies and things like that occur. Foreclosure activity is going to still remain down quite a bit because they just have the higher lending standards for making sure only people who are qualified can buy a home.
I think to sum everything up, Jim, we're in a really strong housing market, right? We don't really see that changing too much. We absolutely see that we're going to be in a supply shortage for the next decade. Right. There's a lot of factors that are keeping us in a really strong, healthy real estate market here in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's just, you know, 10-year lock in with people who have 3% interest rates. There's going to be low inventory seller's market for the next 10 years.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us today on our national market update. Don't forget, you can always catch us on our Colorado market update, our local market updates. I'm Anthony with Land Title. You can reach me at 303-968-9868 or ameisner@ltgc.com.
And I'm Jim Marion, realtor at Coldwell Banker. I can be reached at 303-548-0243. You can also shoot me an email at jim@ourpowerofhomes.com. Have a happy 4th of July, everybody.
See you next time.
Take care.